I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. Lee Daniels, The Butler. There's a controversy apparently surrounding this film, John. I look at this and I'm like, Lee Daniels, he gets his name above the title already? Lee yeah, Daniels, based on one movie, Precious.
Precious, yeah.
But there's a story behind that.
Sure it is. The Weinsteins, who are producing this film, have been in a big fight over the last half year with Warner Brothers, who owns the rights to a title called The Butler from a short film back in the 20s. Now, I think this is typical Weinstein theatrics.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've been fighting, and they've even gone to arbitration, and Weinsteins couldn't get it, so it is now called Lee Daniels, The Butler.
Okay, so basically, they're putting up a fight because they don't want there to be any confusion between the short silent film of the 20s and this new film. Okay.
And I guess what you and I have been talking about is, look, there's some great African-American films coming out, and we've had in the past. Maybe we just need to talk about them now and go back.
When we talk about African-American films, what are we talking about? What qualifies as an African-American film? What doesn't qualify?
I mean, you can slip into it if you think that because Denzel Washington is headlining Two Guns, that's an African-American
right.
film.
And it's
not.
But movies that are completely directed at an African-American audience,
right.
Recent years, obviously Precious.
Our Family Wedding or Think Like a Man, which are less substantial to me, but definitely African-American centered.
Beasts of the Southern Wild.
You got that.
As a stunning achievement.
Fruitvale Station.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right.
And that Michael B. Jordan is emerging as one of the great African-American stars. Incident that occurred in the BART station in San Francisco, where a young man was shot, played by Michael B. Jordan, shot and died.
Well, you can see in some of these movies that we've already talked about, Precious, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Fruitvale Station, you can see that these movies are clearly wrestling with deeper cultural issues surrounding race, as opposed to something like The Help, which, a couple of years ago, did the same thing, but in a much more accessible way.
You got it.
Right?
Pleasing to everybody.
Yeah.
Made his point.
What do you think about that? What do you think about something, a movie like that, that tackles American racism like that and does it in such a broad, pleasing, accessible way?
I think it's real. In that case of Help, I think it's true.
Okay.
The other side of the coin, which I mean, that seems to have no point of view concerning African-American issues, and that would be Tyler Perry films.
Yeah. Filmmakers like Spike Lee and John Singleton and Ernest Dickerson were making these great movies sort of the African-American movies of their time, really.
Sure.
But Spike Lee making movies more like Inside Man. He's remade recently Old Boy. So he's kind of a director for hire these days rather than artist with something to say.
Well, as you were alluding to, there was a certain period when there was a great deal to say and when African-American directors like Spike Lee and John Singleton were emerging, and they were definitely issue-oriented. Boys in the Hood.
Well, yeah. But my point, though, John, is that these guys came out of the gate swinging for the fences and they made impassioned movies, and then all of a sudden it's kind of like they lost their focus.
Well, it's tough to do Malcolm X again.
Oh, it is. I get it.
Once you go into that territory and you make such a blast and such an impact, I can't blame them for backing away or saying, I just don't have an issue that's as volatile or as exciting. I've seen Singleton pull back, too. I haven't heard much from him.
Yeah, no, John Singleton. I mean, he made Shaft with Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
He's a director for hire.
A director and actor, Forrest Whitaker, whom I like, who's in this Lee Daniels, The Butler. Also, you may remember that he did the Idi Amin story.
Right.
And there's great stuff.
Is that what it was called, the Idi Amin story?
No, of course not.
Because that would be a spot-on title if that... The Idi Amin story. Forrest Whitaker in the Idi Amin story.
The Last King of Scotland. Between the sublime and the ridiculous.
Yeah.
Horace's Barber Shop was just a good old story.
Yeah, right.
And then you have Queen Latifah in Beauty Shop.
Sure.
And so some of those, which are hardly serious and rarely bring up very deep issues, existed alongside some of the heavy-duty ones. A very prominent part of the film culture belongs to African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
As we began talking about it together and looking at what issues and what stories are being told about African-Americans, and we found a combination of all of those, which wouldn't be different for anybody else.
Great movies are great movies.
Yes.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway at 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes are online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.